morning, this is Jeremy Dees of Planning for Life, Life of Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire, and a beautiful morning it is too. This is my market perspective for Monday the 4th of July 2011. Well, let's have a look at what happened last week. The headlines could have simply read, Greek crisis over, markets rally. And indeed the markets did rally phenomenally last week, helping to end both the month, the quarter and the half year on a really high note. But it wasn't just the Greek crisis, there was some other news as well which really helped. In the US, the news is generally good, there's some good data out, and the banking sector was helped by the publication of the Basel banking capital requirements, which were less onerous than feared, and that helped the financial sector to recover a little bit. And what was really important, some evidence of stability, even modest recovery in US house prices at last. And although US consumer sentiment dropped last week, the key US manufacturing index and the purchasing managers index both turned out stronger than expected, and that provided a significant boost for stocks and more evidence that the soft patch that we've been going through is temporary, which is what most officials were saying a couple of weeks ago. Heading across to Europe, as you all know, the Greek government came up with the goods. They voted through the austerity measures, and in another move, bankers and officials started to think creatively, and I use the word advisedly, creatively, about restructuring Greek debt over a 30-year period, which in effect just pushes the problem 30 years down the line, but that was fine for the markets. The UK is one place where the figures weren't so good, and there was evidence in data published last week of shrinking consumer confidence and shrinking manufacturing growth. And in the Far East, Japan, the Tankan survey was released, showed business sentiment still very weak post the earthquake. But some indication that companies are expecting conditions to improve, although the whole business of electricity supplies is still a real worry. And in China, we also saw indications that growth is moderating there. Manufacturing is now at 11-month low, and that's something that the Chinese government is aiming for because they want to slow down the economy, stop it overheating and keep inflation down, so they're quite happy about that. Having a quick look at bonds and currencies, both the dollar and US treasuries fell last week as risk appetite returned and the flight to safety we've seen over the last 4 or 5 weeks or so came to a halt. Money came out of treasuries. Treasuries fell and yields, particularly at the 5 to 10 year mark, started to rise. The euro strengthened quite significantly last week on indications that euro interest rates will rise, while sterling, on the other hand, slumped. Oil rose and West Texas Intermediate was up over $4 to $95 a barrel, although it's still well down on its May 2 high of $113 a barrel. So what actually happened to the markets? First of all, last week, they're up across the board, Japan up 2.5%, Far East up 2%, Europe up 5%, and US up 5.5%. And over the first half of the year, Japan down 5%, Far East mixed, Hong Kong down 3%, Indonesia up 5%, Europe also mixed, France and Germany up 5%, UK up 1%, and US up 5%. Bottom line, well, we've seen a temporary resolution to the Greek crisis, and that helped markets. There is some evidence that soft patch in economic growth is evaporating, but we need more evidence to really confirm that. More optimistically, there is still excellent value in equities, with yields well in excess of bonds, so not a bad time to buy, as long as it's for the longer term, and as long as you're aware that there are still very heavy risks around. What's happening this week? Markets are closed in the US Monday, Independence Day. The MPC meets, and we're expecting no change. The ECB also meets, and we're expecting a rise in euro rates. And keep an eye on the US employment situation on Friday, which will confirm whether the growth in manufacturing is moving into jobs. Here at PFL, I attended a wonderful and thought-provoking one-day conference run by the IFP on ethics and the theme managing conflicts of interest. This week's quite quiet as we move into the holiday period. And that's it from me. Please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary. If advice has not been sought beforehand, you should contact Planning for Life on 01439 770105 or your professional advisors before taking any action. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services